World Tourism Day is being commemorated today under the theme Tourism and Peace. In today's viewpoint, Kelvin Bunda underscores the relevance of the message as he laments that, due to growing insecurity, Cameroon no longer reaps much from its huge tourism potential.
It is no secret that Cameroon's tourism industry has been suffering serious setbacks due to security concerns in most parts of the country. In the north, west, and southwest regions, the protracting armed conflict continues to be a deterrent to tourists. In the far north region, even if the terrorist sect Boko Haram has been seriously weakened, sporadic attacks still constitute a major cause for worry. In parts of the Adamawa and East regions, kidnapping for ransom, which appears to be a lucrative business for terrorists in the north, west, and southwest regions, is fast gaining ground. As a matter of fact, the security concerns have dealt a serious blow to practically every tourist site in the affected regions, and even to those in regions where there is some degree of calm and serenity, given that news of conflicts and misdeeds wherever in Cameroon definitely scares foreigners who used to be attracted in their numbers by the country's huge tourism potential. Yes, Cameroon is Africa in miniature. Be it the landscape or the rich heritage of the four cultural zones, tourists can only be spoiled for choice. Unfortunately, ever since Cameroon started losing its reputation as an island of peace in a turbulent sub-region, many of the attractions could be likened to a beautiful flower in a virgin forest that may grow and wither without anyone admiring it. Against this backdrop, this year's World Tourism Day theme that is underlying the need for peace to reign so that tourism can regain its position in job creation and economic growth cannot be overemphasized. If the Minister of State, Minister of Tourism and Leisure, Maigari Bello Buba, has chosen Bamenda as the venue for the official ceremony to mark this year's World Tourism Day in Cameroon, his message on the occasion is to be taken seriously by all promoters of the tourism industry in the entire nation and inhabitants of localities that have something special to offer tourists. While it is true that the state stands to benefit a lot when tourism is booming, what the localities that attract tourists and the local populations can also reap cannot be minimized. It is therefore hoped that this year's World Tourism Day theme will inspire beneficiaries and potential beneficiaries of the tourism industry to make a concerted effort for peace to reign.
Kelvin Bunda, station manager of the Adamawa Regional Station of the CRTV, editorialist.